Inside your radio, rural radio, Sirius XM 147, outside the barrel. It's Flint Rasmussen.
There's going to be a lot inside your radio here for the next few minutes. The studio has been overtaken by a couple guys who I'm getting the impression really wish they were Cowboys. That's all I can think.
You know, man, wait a minute. I was a Cowboy. I've been cowboying longer than you are. I've got Cowboy boots that are older than you.
Rex Allen Jr., the one and only member of the Western Music Hall of Fame. Rex Allen Jr. in studio along with the singing Sierran. How's that? Rich Price. Okay, so I do know Rex is a friend of the show, has been on the show before. Rich, nice to have you along. I hope you can get a word in with Rex in studio.
Well, I'm sitting right next to him, so I can tackle him if need be.
So, Rex, good to have you on again.
Thanks. It's good to talk to you. Yeah. I brought some a barrel full of horse manure and bull manure for you.
Yeah. Well, I'd have no shortage of that.
I got a shovel.
Listen, I have no shortage of it, but I also know, Rex, that you have no shortage of bull manure.
No.
Because you've
been
floating it at commercial.
I've been floating it all over the place, yeah.
Before we'll get into some heavy stuff like rodeo clowning, a Garth Brooks show, things like that.
Oh, you wrote that down?
You guys both, when I started, I actually do read some things. You've both taken your Western music, and make no mistake, country music is not always Western music. You've both taken your shows and sung in China, correct? Have you both been to China to sing?
I have been. Have you been there too?
I was there too. I took a trip over there in 2000 and 2002. We spent about 2 weeks touring around Beijing and South China.
Well, yeah, I was in Beijing. We went to three different cities and did shows. It was me and Johnny Western and a group that unfortunately is no longer around, with the Diamond W Wranglers in out of Wichita, Kansas. And I actually got to sing on the Great Wall, which was really cool.
Well, how is it received there? I mean, you know, one of the last places Western music would be well received is China. Is it well received? Is it a curiosity? Is it a craving of that American West background lifestyle? What do you find there at a place like China?
Well, you want me to? I'll answer that. Here's the deal. You know, the Chinese have been a close society for a long time, and this is a bit of trivia for you. The first act that was allowed to go into China to perform was actually John Denver during the Nixon years, and Denver went over there, and John wore boots and a hat, and all of his band did and everything else. Well, the Chinese think that John Denver represents Western music. They've never heard of Roy Rogers. They don't know the Sons of the Pioneers. They don't know any of those songs. However, the one Western song that they do know is Home on the Range. That's all they know. You start Home on the Range, and they will sing right along with you. When I went over there, I did my homework and found out that nobody had been there. And so I did a John Denver. I did, "Hey, it's good to be back home again."
Yeah.
Darn Chinese just got up and sang right along with me. You know, but when it came to doing Tumbled and Tumbleweeds, they've never heard any of those songs like that. Now, Price over here, you know, he wears the cowboy garb everywhere he goes. So did you wear that over there?
Yeah, we were over there for about 2 weeks.
In cowboy?
We toured maybe three or four different places a day, and each time we'd wear the fringe shirts and the white hats.
And you'd draw 3,000 people.
And the eagle boots, and the band was dressed up that way, and they loved it.
We went to Tenement Square dressed as cowboys and drew 3,000 little short Chinese people.
Yeah, they loved the Western hats.
Oh, they love the hats. Well, and of course, we're all about 8 feet taller than all of them. So, you know.
Well, you know, I say it all the time on this show because we do Pro Bull Riders events in Madison Square Garden, you know, in Manhattan and Chicago. And I say our country, the further we get away from the Western lifestyle, anything with cowboys, the more those people crave it. But I see it, you know, the more I look into it, you see it all over the world, whether it's Europe.
Especially in Europe.
You know, and China. It's we get to hold on to that a little bit, and it's completely gone over there.
Well, a bit of trivia for you. I've had probably five records in Australia and New Zealand and in all over France and Germany, UK, and probably half of them are cowboy songs. I re-released Ride Cowboy Ride to about
that's
18
one of the
months ago.
Greatest records of all time
well,
in
thank
all music.
You. But you know, it's top five over there in those places. So yeah, you know, the European market is huge, isn't it?
That record of yours is top five in all music.
Rex is the David Hasselhoff of Western music. But hey, Rich, I do. I'm going to have to take a break here in a couple minutes. But the one thing about your background that in today's society stood out to me, Rich, is you wear your Western music. You sung nightly up in Yosemite. But the big thing that stood out is that you escaped Cal Berkeley in your college years to sing Western music at Cal Berkeley, of all places. It's a different place. Why do I think that Cal, University of California at Berkeley, is no longer the hub of country Western music?
Well, you know, the funny part about it is I think when I got there, I got in a fraternity of about 50 people. And no one had guitars or banjos or sang our music. And they put me into an annual show, and I sang a couple of our cowboy songs. And 4 years later, when I graduated, we had about 30 guitars and banjos in the fraternity. And our fraternity each year would enter the school show and compete with 52 other fraternities and sororities. And we'd sing Western songs and cowboy songs, and we'd take the grand prize. So
sure.
There was we brought a lot of cowboy and country music to Cal Berkeley, and I think it'll always be a hotbed of cowboy and country music beside a hotbed of everything else.
Everything else,
what I found with Western music and cowboy music and stuff like that is if you don't tell the Left Coast what it is, they love it. But as soon as you tell them, then they're not really sure.
Yeah. Just keep it on the down low.
We like fusion jazz. We don't like Western music.
Yeah, exactly. Rex Allen Jr., Rich Price in studio talking some Western music. We got a lot more to cover. Tell you what, fellas, I'm going to take a really quick commercial break. We're going to talk more, lots more to cover.
All right, here's what we're going to do, Flint. Rex is going to send us to break with his Call of the Canyon.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready.
Rex, your CD, your last CD.
This is my last Western CD. It's called The Last Cowboy Song. I'm not going to do any more Western CDs. This song was written by a guy named Dick Goodman, who is twice a member of the Western Music Hall of Fame, and he's 85 years old.
Mm. Call of the Canyon.
From the crest of the mountain to the valley below, the deep dark blue canyons where the white waters flow. All nature's singing, her love comes a-winging, the call of the canyon is back.
Hanging out with cowboys inside your radio. Rural Radio, Sirius XM 147 outside the barrel. It's Flint Rasmussen.
How about Western Sports Roundup doesn't get to go to commercial with their Rex Allen Jr. song?
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, that's the new single that ships. It ships March 15th. It's off the new album that really doesn't come off out until the 6th. And you are the first radio station in the world to play that single.
Well, there you go. That's the kind of power we
couldn't
have.
Couldn't think of a better place, you know?
That's right. Rex Allen Jr., Rich Price, the singing Sierran in studio. So Rex, it's like the big farewell tour.
Yeah, I'm going to retire on October 7th of this year in the place where I started. I started singing with my dad in 1954 at Rex Allen Days, the second Rex Allen Days in Wilcox, Arizona. The garden spot of the universe, center of culture and education, cattle capital of the world, and hometown of Rex Allen.
And I will tell you this. I did a little research.
Uh-oh.
Because Rex Allen Days helps fund some scholarships for kids from Wilcox High, home of the Cowboys.
That's exactly right. There you got it right. You're good.
Well, I got a thing. Ask Shannon. I got a thing for high school mascots. Oh, I just love to work them up.
So. Yeah, good for you.
So the 66th annual Rex Allen Days in October.
When
in
Dad Wilcox was alive, Park. When Dad was alive, it was the longest running town celebration for a living person. It went when Dad was alive until he died in 99.
Well, yeah, and it said, you know, I looked up a little bit. First, it was to benefit the local hospital. Now it's just a lot of organizations that benefit from that. Parades, rodeos, softball, everything. That's got to be a great time. It's a really great part of Arizona.
Well, it's a beautiful part of Arizona. But the other cool thing about it is that it does a lot of good for the community. It is the largest parade in southeastern Arizona. For the businesses in Wilcox, it generates more income than Christmas down there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And with you there, they still come.
They still do. That's only because I'm wearing them bull rider chaps without any pants.
Without any rear end in them. Hey, Rich, I have listened. Is it a rule to sing Western music? Well, maybe not, because I don't know if Rex can. Is yodeling a big part of the Western music? Because you're a bit of a yodeler, aren't you?
I'd say so. I think that yodeling is a part of Western music, and it's just part of the mountains and part of the trail and part of visiting with folks. I guess one of the prominent yodels that we've all lived with would be Eddie Arnold doing the cattle call. Mm-hmm. And I always loved to hear Rex Jr. and Sr. singing Texas Plains.
Yeah,
that's always been one of my.
I can't yodel anymore.
The Sound of Music.
I can't do it anymore.
Boy, that is the sound of heaven to me.
A man, you guys, you know, it never crossed my mind till you just now talking about yodeling. I live a half hour from a guy that I'm good friends with, Wiley Gustafson.
Oh yeah,
and very good friends with Wiley. I fly with him a lot. Lives right up the road. Just a classic yodeler.
Absolutely.
A different generation, you know, a younger type guy who also the Western music.
Well, has he won the WMA Yodeling Award? Western Music Association?
I'm not sure.
I think he has.
I know there was a lawsuit that Yahoo or somebody used his yodel without his permission.
We don't even want to go there. All I tell you right now is that my family, the Allen family, is suing the Disney Corporation as we speak.
Wow.
For some stuff they did, but you'll have to buy the book to find out.
So somebody used without permission your father narrating about gophers getting
Disney,
flooded out.
It wasn't it, Charlie, that lonesome cougar. It was there is still a ride. It's the oldest ride at Disney. It's in Orlando now, and it's called the Carousel of Progress.
Okay.
It's with the animatronics. It's the first place they ever used robots, and Dad, the voices. And Dad sings the song, "There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, standing, waiting at the end of every door." And the whole point is that they didn't have permission to use it in the movie Tomorrowland. Mm. That big $180 million movie? They didn't have permission to do that. So we're trying to, we're just saying, hey, guys, you know. Be nice to us, and we'll be nice to you.
Right. You know. Hey, Rex, we have something in common. Before I let you guys go, tell me about your rodeo clowning career.
Oh, God. Well, it started out as a joke. First of all.
It always does.
It started out as a joke. Buffalo Buddy Heaton, for all of you cowboys and cowgirls out there that know anything about the clowning business, Buddy Heaton, he had a trained buffalo named Gunter, and that's true. And he and Mac Berry and all those guys, we were in Salt Lake City working the rodeo in Salt Lake City, Dad and I was 15 years old, and Heaton said, "We're gonna really pull one on your dad." I said, "What are we gonna do?" He says, "I'm gonna put you in an outfit and you're gonna go out and clown." So what we did was he got me one of his outfits. We went over to a dark colored horse, matched it to Buddy's hair, which was dark, long, dark hair. We shaved the tail on the horse, stuck it up underneath a hat, and I went out to do the bullfight. And I said, buddy, what do I do? He says, your job is to roll this 10-foot inner tube at the bull's nose as soon as the buzzer goes off and then run like hell for the fence. And so Dad was up. He would go up after this last night at Salt Lake. He went up and was standing with Chuck Parkinson. Now, that's a name you might remember.
Oh, I know.
Chuck was the announcer. Chuck, He was standing with Chuck Parkinson, and I was out in the arena and had all the makeup on and everything. And Dad says, who in the heck is that new kid out there they're training? And Chuck, who was in on it, said, I have no idea, Rex. And over the mic, you could hear Dad say, he's going to get himself killed if he stays out there very much longer. So I actually clowned with Buddy and took my hat off, and my dad went crazy, but he thought it was pretty funny. And then I ended up, every rodeo Dad and I did with Heaton, I would clown. I would do the clown stuff, and I'd actually help Buddy in his act. I'd drive the pickup truck while Gunter jumped in the back of it.
Right,
well, but the horrible thing about the clowning business with Buddy Heaton, and Heaton was he was a little different. You know,
well, most are.
Yeah, most of the clowns are a little different. It's kind of like fiddle players.
Yeah, exactly.
And Heaton was studding out Coco on the side.
Studding out Coco.
Yeah, he was selling stud fees to people to stud Coco out. These people come to Dad 6 months and say, well, I got the foal out of Coco. Dad says, what are you talking about? Well, Buddy Heaton sold me.
Well, at least it was just Coco he was studding out.
Well,
in the audio world, you never know.
You know.
Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you coming. Rex, your big farewell tour, and I did read January 24th was Rex Allen Jr. Day in Arizona.
Yes,
sang
it was.
On the Senate floor, and it's all an honor, and to hear your voice is recognizable. And what'd you say, Charlie the Cougar?
Charlie that lonesome cougar. He went.
See, I prefer Charlene the lonesome cougar.
You and me both. I'm ready for one of those too.
So, always listen. It's great to talk to you. Stop by again, okay?
Talk. Y'all do it.
Okay, Rich.
Right, we went into the last break with Rex Allen and Call of the Canyon, and so Rich, introduce your song to take us into this next break.
Into commercial.
This is a song for you all called The American Cowboy Rides On.
Rex Allen Jr., Rich Price in studio. We'll be right back.
The American cowboy rides on and on in the hearts of men all over this world. His spirit can be seen. The eyes of every little boy and every little girl. The American cowboy rides on through the ages as mankind reaches for each new frontier. The American cowboy is the spirit of freedom down throughout all the years. The American cowboy wears a three-piece suit, or Levi's, chaps, and his spurs. He works the land, or drives a truck, bringing food to so much of this world. He works in the factories in Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, New York, or down in Tennessee. His courage and strength, his spirit and gentleness are a part of you and me. Won't you ride, cowboy ride, sing your songs from inside about railroads, pretty girls, and twilight time. About little children, tall mountains, wide prairies, the loneliness that wandering brings. His words can be heard in the voice of Marty Robbins, Roy Rogers, Hank Snow, Chris and Willie. His songs will touch your heart, they'll bring a tear to your eye, cause they're all about you and me. The American cowboy rides on and on in the hearts of men all over this world. His spirit can be seen in the eyes of every little boy and every little girl. The American cowboy rides on through the ages as mankind reaches for each new frontier. The American cowboy is the spirit of freedom down throughout all the years. The American cowboy rides on and on in the hearts of men all over this world. The American cowboy is the spirit of freedom down throughout all the years.